Hey everyone, it's a Mesero Monday. John Hansen here with Jennifer Gartenberg from Mesero, talking about things to do before the end of the year. Jennifer, good to talk to you again.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Things to do before the end of the year. I feel like we hammer this over people's heads every year, and then I go home and I forget to do it too. So let's do it again. We want you to contribute to all the accounts that you're able to do so that also helps you out on your taxes.
Exactly.
Okay, what do we do?
So make sure, if you are eligible to participate in a 401k or 403b at your company, you need to make your contributions by December 31st for that year.
Mm-hmm.
The limit is $22,500.
In the calendar year.
In the calendar year. And if you're over 50, you can do an extra $7,500, which gets you up to $30,000. And I can't encourage you enough to get as close to that limit as you possibly can, because money in these tax-deferred accounts is very valuable. It grows over time. It forces you to save. And many companies have matches now. And so the money has to be in the account that year to take advantage of the match.
Okay, speaking of the match, let's say I'm like doing some quick math and I'm looking at my pay stubs and I'm like, I'm at 15,000. The company has contributed six. Does that equal 21, or is it of my own money 22.5?
It's your own money 22.5. The match is in addition. And some companies have small matches, some have bigger matches, some are a dollar amount, some are a percentage. So definitely look into that. If you've been putting in a certain amount per pay period and you realize you're not going to get to the limit, you can still change it. You can do a lump sum. You can do a bigger amount now to try to get to that limit if you're able to.
Do you tell your employer that, or can you directly infuse that cash into a 401k?
It would depend on how you signed up for your 401k in the most place. Most companies have an online portal where you could go on and change the elections yourself. Some you still need to fill out a form or call a person. It depends really on the size and scale of your 401k plan, but it's definitely possible, and it is not too late to make that change before the end of the year.
Talk to HR if you're a little...
Talk to HR.
Okay. What other things, what other vehicles can we use to help us out?
What other vehicles? So HSAs, health savings accounts, these are wonderful accounts for people that have a high deductible health insurance plan. If you don't have a high deductible plan, you are not eligible. But if many people have high deductible plans, and HSAs are great. It allows you to put money in an account. You get a tax deduction the year you put the money in. You can either use that money for qualified medical expenses. Usually you get a debit card and you can use that at CVS or the doctor or what have you. Or if you don't need the money, you can invest the money just like in your 401k in a number of different mutual funds. And the money grows tax-free. And then eventually when you take the money out for qualified health expenses, whether it's this year, next year, in 30 years, you don't pay tax on it then. So it's the only vehicle I know of that's triple tax-free. Tax deduction, year of contribution, tax-free growth, tax-free distributions.
A lot of employers tell you about it. They have an HSA set up, and your HR is really good about it. Other places don't really advertise it as much. Here's what I didn't know. I thought I had to sign up for it like I did in open enrollment. No, you don't necessarily have to do that. Talk to HR about how they handle the HSA. Not here, but another company I work for told me, well, just use your post-tax dollars, open up your own HSA. That's how I did it. It was so easy to do. And the fact that I'm going to be able to write it off, even though it was post-tax dollars, I'll be able to write it off on my taxes, no matter your income, is pretty exciting.
Yep, absolutely. And if you file individually, you can contribute $3,850. And if you're a family, it's $7,750. And you can open them at Mesero. You can open them at any online brokerage. They're very accessible. If you intended to do it at work and you just didn't get around to it, it's not too late.
It's amazing how many things you can pay for with an HSA. Just be mindful of certain things you can't. You can pay for COBRA, I know, if you were to lose your job from HSA, but you can't pay premiums and other things with an HSA. I know a lot about this, Jennifer, because I looked it all up the other day because I was obsessed. You can also, for most long-term insurance plans, use your HSA funds as well, which is really exciting too. Okay. I just want to make sure we cannot end what to do before the end of the year without reminding people about RMDs.
Yes. If you are 73 or older and you have an IRA or a 401k, you have to take money out of that account before year end. If you're not sure how much to take, the IRS tells you. It's probably on your monthly statement from whoever your brokerage account is with. And if it's not, you'll be able to calculate it yourself with very easy IRS worksheets. So make sure you take your distribution before year end. There's a pretty hefty penalty.
Oh, yeah.
25% if you don't. So I can't encourage you enough. Take the required distribution before year end. It is taxable income, but you did get a tax deduction years ago when you established the account and made the contribution. So hopefully it's grown a lot since and it's been invested well. And it's worth much more now than when you initially made the contribution.
And if you're bummed out because your IRA and your 401k, you're paying taxes on it, and it's all the retirement income you have, maybe a good time to remind future generations about what Roth IRAs are and how to develop effective strategies for many different tax buckets.
Yep.
And that's what the folks at Mesirow can do.
Exactly. Exactly. 877-MESIRO or Mesirow.com.
I love it. She gave the number and website last time. That helped me out. Jennifer, it's been a great month. Thanks for gearing us up for the end of the year.
Of course. Thanks, John. Happy holidays.
You too. Happy New Year. And we'll drop another Mesirow pod on you next week.